You're listening to Girls Gone Wild. I'm Joy.
And this is Claire. And I smell so bad right now, you guys.
Claire smells... I'm going to actually say yes, she does.
This is
episode 7, by the way, and Claire smells.
I smell. I have been moving this week, and the weekend, we didn't have a shower curtain in our new house until this afternoon, so I haven't been able to shower.
Wait a minute. Yes. So, like, you just didn't go get a shower curtain?
Priorities
is not showering.
Yeah, my priority was, like, put sheets on my bed.
Yeah.
And find the forks.
Yeah.
So.
Was Brandon at all, like, we need a shower curtain? Or did
he showers just, like, even less than I do.
Oh, he does.
You guys are
so perfect for each other.
We are probably the stinkiest couple that ever lived. When we lived in Frisco, we both worked at Copper. He was ski patrol and I was a lifty, which, by the way, guys, don't ever be a lifty. It's the worst
plan
ever.
What's a lifty?
It's the person who stands at the bottom of the lift and as you get on to the bench that is moving slowly to facilitate you sitting on it, it's the person you yell at if you can't get on the lift.
Oh, crap. I've totally been that girl. It's like, I can't. No, actually, I'm a good skier, but I, like, have slipped on those.
Which is fine. If you fall getting on and off the lift, like, that's understandable. It's when you yell at the person. It's like, and by the way, here's everything you need to know to be a lifty. Green means go. Red means stop. And if the lift catches on fire, it is not your responsibility to do anything.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So FYI, guys.
Yeah.
Now you can be a lift operator.
All right.
But we were so smelly.
Fun fact.
Because you have, like, one base layer, you know, maybe two. The, like, base layers cost like $80.
Yeah.
So you have, like, two base layers and you wear them all season.
Yeah.
And they smell terrible. And we would just, like, go to bed exhausted and we would just kind of, like, look at each other like, I smell terrible. Like, yeah, so do I. Okay, great.
That's true love.
Anyway.
We did a WOD. It was the WOD last week that a couple weeks ago that I went to where Brandon was coaching.
Yeah, and I smelled that
You're
too.
Like, I smell so bad. And he's like, that's my girl. I'm like, that's true love. Because I am not that forgiving. I'm like, you smell. Go take a shower. I can't even be near you.
Oh, yeah. I smell. So not only was I cooking with garlic, and then I went to the WOD. So then I got garlic all over my shirt, and then I heated it up. And now it's, like, exuding garlic and body odor. And
how many people were in your class tonight?
6.
So I'm sure everyone was, like, appreciating your
garlic.
And
they did. And I was telling them. And I was, like, trying to wipe my face with my shirt. And I was like, it smells. You know it's bad when you are repulsed by your own smell.
Yeah.
And that's the point of that. So anyway, that's what's going on here, guys.
Yay!
Hope your night's going well.
How was your night, everyone? Do you smell like garlic? No?
Garlic and or body odor. It happens. Anyway.
Well, we have a fun episode for you guys tonight. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. One of which is CrossFit clothes. No. Clothes for CrossFit women, so just regular clothes and everyday wear. We will also be talking about our weeks, because Claire moved.
And it was hilarious.
And comments. So,
and goals.
And goals. You okay, I knew. I was, like, waiting. I was sitting, like, here. I'm going, what else? And,
like,
then
there's
goals.
The main topic that I'm forgetting. Goal setting. But, yeah, first we can talk about the move.
Let's talk about the move.
I moved this weekend, and it, you know, moving sucks. As the guy at the U-Haul place said, he was like, how far are you guys moving? I said, oh, only like a mile. He's like, well, you still have to move all your stuff. It doesn't matter how far you're going. Like, we could have gone to Canada, and it would have been the same amount of work. I'm glad we did not go to Canada.
Thanks, guy. Thanks for that perspective.
Yeah, exactly. But so we texted everybody we knew. Luckily, we have a lot of friends who happen to be weightlifters. So we texted all those people, and we had a friend named Haven come by and help us, and he showed up, and we were loading the U-Haul, just sort of, like, throwing stuff in, and he was like, well, have we put this over here and this over here? And we were like, yeah, we don't really have a plan. He goes, well, I'm not a professional mover, but I used to work for a moving company. And we were like, so you are a professional mover. And he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah.
And then
I got there, and the freaking U-Haul was like, the freaking U-Haul was, like, stacked like a Tetris.
It was perfectly put together.
Awesome. It was really cool. Yeah.
And then Joy showed up and helped us finish loading.
Yeah.
And then we got to the new house and TJ was there. It took us 30 minutes to unload a 17-foot U-Haul truck because we had some. It was like, I was like, TJ, man, you're really moving. He goes, it's because Joy turned it into a wad.
Oh, he blamed me for that. Oh, thanks, TJ. I actually did, though. I was like, we're getting this done. Well, because TJ got there, and he's like, I only have an hour, and so we tried to, like, move fast. Yeah.
It was awesome. So it was just hilarious. Like, I was just sitting there thinking, like, this is the best possible combination of people to have here because
for real.
Everybody's, like, so excited, A, able to lift things, B, like, psyched to, like, you know, to have a little turn into little wads.
Psyched to lift things.
Yeah. So maybe we should just start like a CrossFit J moving company.
I think that could make a lot of money.
Yeah, I agree.
CrossFit movers could get it done in like 10 seconds.
Seriously.
Yeah. So you like your new place, you're settled in.
Yes.
It's not too far from the gym. I was really worried that we were going to lose you.
Oh, no.
I was like, if she moves far away, I'm going to cry.
We would not have done that.
Yeah.
We would have slept in the gym.
I believe you.
Oh, yeah. It would happen. We could set up a hammock in the pull-up rig.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
There you go.
What have you been up to this week?
Oh, my gosh.
So you had a crazy week last week,
I had
didn't you?
Such a crazy week last week. I kept texting Claire, like, I'm so off the grid because I have had such a crazy week. I just had a crazy week at work. So, but we're preparing for the Fossil Games this weekend. So we did a WOD on Sunday as a team, which was really cool.
It's you, TJ, Alex,
and Thor.
So you're going to win, is what you're saying. I already read that, and I was like, so it just so happened. So the Fossil Games, you guys, is for people 30 and over who apparently in the CrossFit world are just ancient. And yeah, so there's one division that's 30 to 35 and one that's 35 and over, or is it 30 to 40 and 40 and over?
I have no idea. I have not looked into this at all. This is how I roll, you guys. I just don't look into things. I like show up and I'm like, what are we doing? So I haven't read anything about it. I have no idea. Like this morning, yesterday, Thor was like, I think we have to show up at like 8. I'm like, just tell me when to be there and I'll be there.
So let's recap. So the team is made up of the gym owner, Alex, who has the fastest frame time of any girl in the gym, a guy whose name, well, his name isn't Thor, but a guy who we call Thor.
Yeah, everybody refers to him as Thor, and he looks exactly like Thor.
He does.
We've mentioned him
it's
in
amazing.
Earlier episodes.
And Joy, who we've mentioned multiple times before, and your power shoulders.
Power shoulders.
And the only person who did Murph with a weight vest on Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, I did that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Let's think about that for a minute.
Oh, why did I do that?
Sounds like you guys are going to have a real rough go at this whole Fossil Games.
No, I have no idea what to expect. I was thinking about it on the drive home today, and I was like, what if we get there and we just get schooled?
I don't think that's going to happen. Just
by, like,
don't.
Some chick who, like, mastered butterfly pull-ups or
the
something.
Only thing that I can think of is if you guys showed up and it turned out to be, like, a strongman or, like, a lumberjack competition. But even then, you would still have Thor.
Yeah, that's true. I was just, they have a Facebook page. The Fossil Games has a Facebook page. And they have like these stupid little clips where they're like, I don't know if it's like a prediction of what's going to be actually at this competition.
Yeah.
But there's like a 10 second video of a guy holding like a sandbag.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just as long as he could hold it. And he's just like, he's just holding the sandbag. And then he's like shaking. And then he just, and he like sets it down. I'm like, if that's one of the workouts, I will walk out.
Whatever. Just be as stubborn as possible. We had a team WOD like that once in the spring and it snowed. And so there weren't any people there. And one of the events, I mean, so the team, it was like split into two teams.
Yeah.
And TJ, it was really fun actually. It was like a little track and field day. So there were like different events and like each team, you know, depending on how many events you won, there was like 7 events, you know, quote unquote events. And one of them was you had to hold a plate over your head, just lock out your arms, hold a plate over your head for as long as possible. And it was so fun because it was just like, I mean, the plate was a little bit heavy, but it was like maybe 25 pounds for girls and 45 for guys. And so it was definitely like well within your physical ability to hold everything out there. It was just totally mental.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
I say that because I won, but.
Well, freaking episode 2, when TJ talks about how girls are so mentally tough, I've always thought about that. I remember when he said that. I'm like, we are mentally tough. It's so
if
cool.
Yeah, if you guys have to hold, I mean, let's be honest, if you're standing there face to face with some other, like, you know, some other chick who's daring you down, you are not going to let go of that sandbag.
Oh, hell no.
You will be bleeding from the eye sockets.
I would rather die than lose that competition.
Exactly.
So we may have some embarrassing moments this weekend. I have no idea what to expect, but the ego and the competition will be in rare form on Saturday. Because I just can't lock that up. I cannot lock it up. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, that's fun. What was your WOD that you guys did on Sunday?
We did 100 double unders to start. And then we did 20 burpees, 20 goblet squats with a 35-pound kettlebell. 20 snatch, kettlebell snatches with the same kettlebell. And then, was it push-ups? What did we do after that? Oh, no, and then 20 pull-ups.
Got it.
So, 3 rounds of that, and then we ended it with 100 double unders. So it was like sandwiched with $100 balloons and then three rounds in between.
That's kind of nice.
It was really painful. I don't think, I mean, we were trying to go through all the movements on, you know, on the site of like what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. So that was like the max weight was 35 pounds. And so we're like, oh, let's just do a bunch of exercises with this kettlebell, whatever. And, it was so painful. Thor and I were kind of like neck and neck, and I was like, I was trying to chase him. I caught up to him at the end with the double unders because I'm pretty fast on the double unders, but he ultimately won. But we're a team now, so I can't like...
can't chase Thor. I mean, you can, chase but that's Thor. Not really the point.
Thor just doesn't want to lose to Haven, that's what he said. he's like, we can't lose to Haven. So these are two guys at our gym, you guys. So,
I like it.
Yeah. That's awesome. So it's been a good week. I'm excited for this. This is the first competition I'll ever be doing.
It'll be really fun.
Yeah. And it'll kind of be like a good warm-up for our...
Other two competitions, Brianna and the fall. Like
back-to-back weekends.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about goal setting?
I mean, that seems like a good, you know, as far as thinking about competitions and setting goals for that. That was the goal I had for myself, was to do a competition before the end of the year. Yeah. And now we're doing two back to back.
Yay.
That'll be fun. I actually am really excited for those. Yeah. It'll be really fun. But yeah, so on, other than, you know, that, I feel like when it comes to CrossFit, the concept of setting goals, I actually read an interesting blog post about this today, but I don't remember who wrote it. About like conflicting goals, where it's like, if your goal is to go up in your lifts, but you also want to lose body fat, like you can't do both at the same time. Like you can go up in your lifts and then lose body fat, but like you have to gain some mass before you can lift more weight, typically speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, that's obviously not a hard and fast rule, but there really aren't any hard and fast rules in CrossFit. And so I don't know, I was kind of thinking about that in terms of like, I think a lot of people, and especially a lot of women, do have that goal of like, I want to get faster, I want to get stronger, and I'm going to freaking punch the next person in the face who's like, but I don't want to get bulky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I could get bulky, I would have a party for myself.
Yeah.
If I could put on a pound of muscle without having to eat nothing but, you know, raw steak and Progenics for 6 months, I would be so excited.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, I really hold muscle. I'm like, no, you do not. You are a female. Like, anyway, drives me nuts. But
if so, like, there are definitely
like conflicting goals. People are like, oh, you do CrossFit? I really have thought about wanting to try CrossFit. It looks like so much fun, but I just don't want to get bulky. I'm like, I'm going to punch you in your scrawny little arms.
Have they met me? Because, like, I mean, that just pisses me off.
No, okay, here's the thing that drives me nuts.
Do you have any idea what it's like to live in my body?
No, and like, people are like, you look great, but I just don't want to get bulky. I'm like, do I look bulky to you?
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's a different topic.
Okay, but I want to, like, did you, so Claire posted on her Facebook page for her blog recently a link to a Lululemon blog post about goal setting. It was like your, how to make your 10-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked the idea of that. So,
but I didn't do it. Because the first part is like, step one,
I know,
clear some time in your schedule and find a special place. And I was like, so all my special places are full of boxes and all my time is full of boxes.
Yeah. And I love reading that stuff and I never do it. Uh-uh. So I think I want to kind of, I don't know.
Should we set a goal to make goals?
Yeah, let's set a goal to make goals. It's like, I think the listeners
it's like goal inception.
This is so meta. I feel like we're so meta right now. Is that even...
I'm really channeling right now.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. I think if listeners have any advice about how to kind of stick to it or get motivated, because I will read articles till the day is done and I will have the best of intentions and then I'm like, nah, and I totally forget about it and I just move on.
Kind of been like hit or miss when it comes to goal setting. I've had a lot of success in a lot of like stages in my life where I'm like, hell yeah, goals. Checklists, I'm posting my blog, blah, blah, blah. And then I have other things where I'm like, I'm going to do this, and then it just never happens.
Yeah.
Specifically, like, with this Lulu thing, or, like, when I tried to do the 21-day sugar detox, and I, like, my, yeah, and then it was watermelon season, and I didn't do the 21-day sugar detox.
Yeah.
But, like, in June, I did daily goals. I set daily goals. And that was something, so when I was in college, I did a Knowles trip. Do you know what Knowles is?
Oh, yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, and then also after college, I was an Outward Bound instructor for a very brief period of time. And assistant intern instructor, I don't know. Yeah. I was like as low as you go on the intern, on the instructor totem pole. But both those programs are really centered around goal setting.
Yeah.
And around like communicating your goals and whatever. And so one of the things I loved about my Knowles trip was being, you know, with these 18 people who every single day you would say, these are my goals for the day. And every single person would be like, hey, how's that goal coming? Hey, how'd it go today? And like,
so it's all about accountability.
It's all about accountability and all about like, you know, following through on what you say you're going to do. And so, you know, you'd have long-term goals, but you would set short, like daily, literally daily goals to work toward that. So in June, I tried to do that. And it was anything from like, okay, today I'm going to drink 3 liters of water and that would be my goal. Or, you know, maybe I would look at the WAD and it would be like, you know, I would have wall balls or something. I say, okay, I'm going to go in today and I'm going to link all the wall balls or, you know, and it was just like little things like that. And it was, I loved it because I didn't forget about it. Cause it was like a 12 hour span where this was taking place. And B, it totally made me feel like I like accomplished something that day.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I killed my goal today to, you know, eat strict paleo or whatever.
Yeah.
And I kind of loved it, but I haven't had very much success with super long-term goals.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I get derailed really easily and I'm like, it's not a big deal.
You just kind of forget about it. And I think the day in and day out is kind of what I live off of. Mm. So it's kind of like that whole be in the present moment. I mean, I have personal goals. I've always, you know, I've gone to college, I've gone to grad school, I've gotten a good job, I've there's tons of things that I just set my mind to it and I just focus on it and I don't write it down. I don't take the time to write it down. But I have it in my mind all the time. But I feel like there's definite little areas like you're talking about, like the littler goals where the day in and day out stuff, I think really ultimately kind of makes the bigger changes down the road. Oh, so totally. I feel like that's something that I want to do more of because what's it's just inspiring.
Quote? It says, who the heck says this? We are what we repeatedly do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, totally. I think I'm more interested in changing like those tiny habits.
Yeah.
And just kind of your thoughts every day because I get sucked into like the routine and like
getting, oh my gosh,
getting negative or getting upset in traffic and stuff, like stupid stuff. There's also a really cool app on the iPhone called Everest. Have you heard of that?
Uh-uh.
And that's a, I haven't used it yet. I have it on my phone. I haven't even touched it.
Good job, Joy. Good job.
So I'd like to use Everest as a goal. But I mean, stuff like that where I'm like, I have all these good intentions. Right. I just don't put, like, you oh have all the tools.
Can I tell you how many, like, blank, beautiful journals I have where I'm like, I'm going to make goals. I'm going to write about them. I'm going to draw pictures about my goals. I'm going to write haikus about my goals.
Haikus.
I love haikus.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one right now?
No. Okay. I would have to think of one. I'll try to come up with one.
You need to post one on our Facebook because I would love to hear a haiku from Claire. I was going through my desk at work like 2 hours ago and I was like throwing away all of these like little like mini journals I had made or like little like note cards to put goals on. I was like throwing them all out because I'm like, I have not done one thing. They're just like clogging up my, like, I can't even tell you. I'm the same way. Like, I have stacks of things where they're like stuffed in like pictures and things that I want to do and they're like just oozing out of a journal that I haven't even looked at.
Have you ever made a vision board or a dream board?
Oh, totally.
I haven't ever done one, but I really want to.
Claire, you want to hear something funny? I claim to myself, because I haven't said this to anyone else.
So, listen up, world. Listen here up. It comes. Go on. Oh, no. Troy's got the giggles.
Sorry. Just kidding. Okay. And breathe. I claim to myself, world, that the vision board I made, like the first vision board I made, I attracted my husband. I swear. And like, I made this vision board, like, I don't know what it was, like 7 years ago. And I actually looked up on like a feng shui website of where to hang your vision board to attract love. And it was
worked.
And it totally worked.
What did your vision board have on it?
Just like cool pictures of couples and like things that I envisioned a really cool relationship, like a dream relationship to be. And yeah, it was probably really cheesy. I threw it out like when we moved.
I feel like all vision boards are really
so cheesy.
They're so cheesy.
I mean, I remember just pictures of a couple doing something fun. Maybe they were having a picnic. I don't know. But it was like, it was pretty big. And I took a lot of time making it. And I remember I was in therapy at the time. And my therapist was like, you just need to make a vision board and hang it in your place and look at it every day. And I would. I would like brush my teeth while I was getting ready for work. And I would just stare at it. Board. Yeah.
It's interesting.
And I swear.
We should have a law of attraction episode. I feel like that comes up a lot in this podcast.
Totally does.
Yeah.
I could speak for hours on that, so we should. so maybe we should make a Girls Gone Wild vision board and hang it up and take pictures. That would be really funny.
Yes,
so the first you said on the Lulu 10-year thing said to make time.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Okay.
Make time.
Let's do that.
Make time. Number two is set the mood.
I mean, the lighting's pretty nice in here right now.
Set the mood.
There's crickets outside. I don't know if you guys heard a second ago. There was some thunder.
Yeah.
There's a very atmospheric evening happening outdoors.
Yeah. So I think...
goal setting moody.
It's totally moody. So maybe we can work on that. We can work on not having all these tools, but not doing anything with it. Like the Everest app and like all these pictures that I have and I'm not doing anything with it. So... I mean, as we're talking about this, I'm like, I don't even know what my goals would be.
All right now. I have one goal, which is to get a muscle up.
Yeah.
But that's sort of like, you know, who doesn't want to get a muscle up?
I know, it's like everyone and their dog.
Right. And I've been doing a little bit to work on it, but not as much as I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm lying. I really want to link a bunch of butterfly pull-ups right now. I have three.
Wow.
And that's...
I have three kipping pull-ups.
Really? I thought you had more than that.
My grip strength is miserable.
Really?
Like, I could link sets of three all day long, but I can get, like, five, and then I fall off the bar.
I just read about this, and this is probably not something to talk about on a podcast because you can't see us, but, like, I Googled, like, proper grip for pull-ups because I was tearing the shit out of my hands.
Uh-huh.
And TJ's like, you are gripping so horribly. And I'm like, what does that even mean? And I just thought, like, no way. So I just kept shaving my calluses down, which is so disgusting. And girls, do you guys do this? Because I have to do this all the time.
I don't, but I peel them.
I do too.
Let me feel your calluses. Come here.
Yeah. Claire's
Yeah, me. That's pretty good. Yeah. Mine aren't quite as...
Oh, yours are teeny tiny.
My teeny tiny hands. I have
man hands.
When I was a raft guide, my boating gloves were child medium.
Claire, you're so tiny.
I have tiny little hands.
I have man hands.
Like, my engagement ring is a size 4 1/4.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Brandon can't even put it on the top of his thumb.
Mine's a 6.
Or on the top of his pinky. It's a 6.
If that tells you anything. I have pretty large hands. So I'm constantly shaving these calluses down. Mm-hmm. Like, almost every other day I have to, or else they get really, really sore. Like, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I've woken up in the middle of the night, like, with them throbbing, because it hurts so bad. Yeah. Like, after a hard, like...
Yeah,
pull-up
I guess
workout.
I had calluses coming in across it from rafting. And when this first summer that I was raft guide, I would be rowing and I would just have blood dripping down my arms and like coming out because I'm in a river and I can't do anything about it. But also I was raft guide for like paraplegics. So they'd be like, oh, you can't feed yourself. I'm probably not going to worry about the fact that my hands are bleeding. Put things into perspective.
Just put it, okay.
Not that paraplegics can't feed themselves, but like people, you know, like
people,
yeah, with different disabilities, they'd be like, sitting there, like, I can't stand up. And I'd be like, great. So I'm not too worried about my calluses.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that's nothing. I know. Yeah. So now I sound like an ass.
No. Anyway, so you're researching grip.
I was researching grip and I came across a couple of videos that talk about proper grip. So I encourage you guys to look or we can
post
a link.
Maybe another goal for you should be to do show notes.
Oh, last time, you know what? Last time we didn't have anything. I swear. Oh,
okay.
I am sitting here with my little notebook being nerdy, you guys, and...
show notes.
Last week, we didn't have anything, I swear. Because I was like, there's nothing to add. But we will. Anything we link we talk about in the podcast, we'll link on our website.
Yeah.
GirlsGoneWildPodcast.com.
Which we just redid.
Yeah, and it looks so amazing. Great. Thank you, Claire. Claire is the master technical IT department.
What does IT stand for?
Information technology.
Oh, yes, that is what it stands for. Oh, bad.
Uh-oh. We were so smart for a long time, and then we just asked that question.
You're not tech people. Yeah, no. Anyway.
When you just said IT, I just flashed all the IT guys in my head, and I was like, what would they think of me right now if I didn't know what IT stood for?
I was thinking, I was like, internal technology? Nope. Anyway.
Nope.
So, other than butterfly pull-ups, do you have any other goals right now? Other than to set goals?
Set goals, butterfly pull-ups. That's my goal. I kind of want to do a race this fall, like a half marathon, but I'm just kind of going back and forth with that.
Okay.
I'm just not...
not psyched.
I gotta just commit. Yeah. I gotta, like the two...
You should do, like, a 10K.
Yeah, like, the competition's coming up for CrossFit. I just, like, if you hadn't pushed me to sign up for them, there's no way I would have signed up for them.
I didn't really push you. I was like, we are doing this.
Well, yeah, you ordered me to and then threatened my life.
No, yeah. I'm very powerful. Me and my tiny baby hands are coming after you. Oh my gosh.
Go ahead. No, you. So before we move on, because I do think the goal thing is super important, but I also want to talk about your latest blog post. And let's not get too much into it because I know we really want to talk about
the clothes. The one I wrote today?
Yeah.
About having like a major fight.
Yeah, because I think that's a like super honest thing to talk about. I really want you to just chop your hair off.
Oh my gosh. I was like, it just has been like a slow summer, I guess would be a good way to put it. And I feel like summer is supposed to, everybody kind of uses summer to like rejuvenate, like you set up for the rest of the year. And it has not been like that for us at all.
Yeah.
Brandon has been working. He works Sunday through Wednesday, and then he works sporadically Thursdays and Fridays. So we have Saturdays together, which means we can't do, like, a full weekend trip. It means that my Sundays are, like, really weird because I, like, kind of have to get everything ready for the week. And it's taken a toll on us in a way I didn't think it was going to. Mm-hmm. And then not only that, but, like, there's just a lot of things up in the air with our life right now. Like, where are you going to go to school? And are we going to stay in Denver? Blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, there's just, like, the little things that happen every day, like moving and, you know, like, right now we're still in our lease from our old house, and so we haven't gotten our deposit back and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like it also has a lot to do with just, like, kind of feeling like, I think the goal-setting thing is totally relevant in that sense that, like, I feel like I don't really have a bigger focus. Like, I don't have a long-term scope right now, and so everything feels like such a big deal.
Yeah,
because like I think there's a, you know, everyone says like live in the moment. Like, there's totally a balance between living in the moment and getting bogged down in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, if you focus too much on the moment, it makes like all your problems seem like a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And like in the scope of things, it's like really not that big of a deal.
Yeah,
but it's like, I don't know, so that's kind of just what everything has been. I think we've kind of let it become this thing where it's like, oh, this is such a big deal. And it's like, it really is not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But it feels like a big deal.
Yeah.
And it feels like I just want to like get out of this season. And not just season in the terms of summer, but like season of our lives where we're like, so.
Well, and
you're, I don't know what's going on. And
yeah. And you guys are planning a wedding. And
that also.
So I think, speaking for myself, whenever I get kind of bogged down and in a funk, it's like you feel like you can't really predict the future.
Totally.
And we never can if we're gonna get all crazy about it, but it's that feeling that you have somewhat of an idea of where you're going and
plan a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, and also, you know, everyone's like, well, you know, in the scheme of things, like you can't ever you can't ever plan anything or control anything. It's like, yes, I understand that.
Thank you.
I could get in a car crash on my way home tonight and die. Like, that's fine. But I mean, it's not fine, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I don't want to know what, you know, that I don't want to have a plan.
Right.
And that, I don't know. That's why I know people do that. They're like, well, you know, you shouldn't be stressed out about not being able to plan because in reality, the universe doesn't care about your plans. I'm like, I'm going to kick you and go make a list.
And I'm going to go make some goals.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm going to make it happen.
Keep my goals. Anyway. But yeah, so it's just been like kind of like the...
So, but one of your suggestions, or you had a call out to, like, how to get like out of that. So if anybody has any, you know, like, fixes, because I think that's important, too, to, like, do something to kind of, like, shake it up, or at least just...
Have you heard of The Return of Saturn?
Like, the No Doubt album?
No.
And if you even ask me if No Doubt is, like, a girl, I'm going
to
be mad at you.
Oh, no, okay. I love No Doubt. Me and Gwen Stefani, I used to, when I was in eighth grade, I went to a No Doubt concert, and I dressed like Gwen Stefani for 6 months. At our eighth grade formal, I had those like little micro buns all over my head. I wore a bindi.
Yeah.
It was like, I...
You had micro buns.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh my God.
I'll bring a picture.
So, I want to be her so bad.
She's pretty badass.
So bad.
But anyway so that probably what that album title is referring to is that it's like... I think it's like every 26 or 27 years, that's how long it takes Saturn to orbit the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you are like 26 or 27, and I'm only 25, but when you're like 26, 27 or somewhere in that period, when Saturn returns to the place where it was when you were born, it like creates a big shift in your life. Like, mm-hmm. It basically like signifies like the shift from like, you know, young adulthood into like actual adulthood. And when Brandon and I were at the CrossFit Games, and we landed, our plane landed, and I opened my phone and find out from our landlord that we had to move and all that stuff. And we, like, literally, we landed, and I was like, oh, we have an email from Janice, my landlord. And I looked up, and I was like, oh, I'm really excited to have this hanging over our heads for literally our entire vacation. We didn't have 1 minute in San Diego that wasn't like, oh, we have to move. But anyway, yeah. we get to my mom's house and I was like, Brandon, you know that Return of Saturn thing? I think it just happened. I was like, I felt like seriously like this, like from one moment to the next, this shift of just like,
yeah.
And things are going to get like, and things are going upside down for a little while.
Yeah.
And it's just like, especially when you're a planner and when you're like kind of type A, it's so like, oh, it's just maddening.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, here so if you want to, if I show up next week with a shaved head, that's what happened. Saturn did it.
Awesome. Saturn it's all it. Because of Saturn. That's going to be the name of this episode.
I think I would have the weirdest looking shaved head.
You think so?
I don't think I could pull it off because I have kind of a big forehead.
Oh.
And I think it would like really... I don't think it would look good. Like, some people can totally pull it off. I don't think I could.
I wish we need to do, like, a cameras one of these days. Because like, your freaking faces and your body gestures make me laugh so hard. And I'm sure the listeners appreciate me just laughing all the time. Right. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, so yeah, if you have a foolproof way to get out of a funk, whether it be, you know, do I need to go to, like, a shaman of some kind?
Yeah.
Do I need to do like get a new tattoo? Last year I was in a funk, I got a new tattoo.
Yep.
People are always like... So I have a couple of tattoos, and they don't, I mean, they're images that I think, that I identify with, but they aren't, like, anything necessarily uber symbolic. You know, it's not like, well, this, so I have a feather, and it's not like, well, this strand of the feather represents my family. And people are always like, well, what do your tattoos mean? And I'm like, you know, I mostly just get tattoos to remind myself that I am in control of my life.
Ooh.
It's like,
that's deep, Claire.
When I like want to get a tattoo, it's usually because it's like, I feel like I need to remind myself, like, you know what? I can make decisions and go for them and not have to worry about what other people think. And that's like,
oh, I like that.
Kind of, it like gives me tattoos. A little like power boost.
Yeah. I've never thought of tattoos that way. Mm-hmm. I've always been like afraid because it's like this commitment.
Yeah.
Which is why I freaked out when I chopped off all my hair. But now I'm like super excited about it. But yeah, it was like this. For me, it's like the commitment piece. For you, it's like control.
This is me reminding myself of like, I am in control of my life and I can make decisions
like
regardless of whether people tell me I should or shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just time to get a new tattoo.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I'll get Saturn.
Maybe you will get a tattoo of Christmas Abbott.
That would be awesome. I could just get a Christmas Abbott tattoo.
Yeah.
I could just copy her.
And then you can be, she can be with you all the time.
I can be your body double.
Uh-huh.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Anyway.
You should just tattoo your entire body like you are Christmas Abbott.
Obviously. And then like, yeah. That, I mean, clearly that's my main goal in life is to be Christmas Abbott.
Yeah.
It always comes back to that somehow in this podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just rename the podcast, Claire Wants to Be Christmas Abbott.
Yeah.
And then maybe she would listen.
Mm-hmm. And Joy wants Rich Froning. Why are you shaking your head, Claire?
I just love that. I was actually somehow... ended up following his wife on Twitter. And
why would you do something like that to
no
me?
No idea. And she posts this hilarious picture of him at, like, some CrossFit competition. She's like, I don't know what's funnier. I don't remember the first thing. Or all the girls wiping his sweat down. Like, she just, you know, watches all these people, like, ogle him all the time.
That's gotta be hilarious.
I don't think so. Because, like, if your husband makes... basically $300,000 a year to be really good at working out. Like, you gotta put up with a little bit of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just recently listened to, he was on a podcast episode of the Barbell Shrug Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were talking about his training, and he's like, I just sleep a lot. Like, sleeping's like the main
piece. X factor.
Yeah, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
Okay. Training tips. Job. Training tips from Rich Froning is to sleep. So let's move on to clothing, because I'm super excited to talk about this.
Okay, so I don't really, people are going to hate me for this. I don't need special clothes. I'm too small.
Okay, well then let me do the talking on this.
But I will say something, which is that I had this pair of J. Crew jeans, and they were matchstick jeans or something, or some sort of skinny jeans, and I was like, finally, I found some jeans that are quality, and even though I am not a curvy girl, I wish I was more curvy, and I'm just not. I wish my thighs were bigger, and they just aren't.
Yeah.
I still, every single freaking pair of jeans I own, have ever owned in my life, and maybe this is just because I, like, wear them to death, but they rip in the inner thigh. Does this happen to you? It wears through in the inner thigh.
Is it because of rubbing, or is it because of, like, pulling?
Rubbing.
Weird.
Like, it wears through. And to
like
be fair.
Like, your thighs rubbing together.
Yeah, and it's, like, at the crotch, so it's, like, okay. It's, like, I don't have a thigh gap.
Right.
But it's, like, I'm not, like... I can't, if my thighs were any, I would love my thighs to get bigger. If my thighs were any smaller, it would be a problem. So I wonder, like, this has to happen to other girls because, you know, my legs, I'm not the kind of, like, I don't have narrow hips. Like, I'm not the kind of person whose legs, like, rub more than other, but I do. What does happen to me is that I find a pair of jeans that I love and I wear them every day until they break.
Well, that's probably your problem.
But it's always that. That's what happens.
That's
that
so thing. Bizarre.
And it happened this weekend when I was moving, and I was like, well, now I have to buy a new pair of jeans.
Those jeans were so cute on you too.
And now they're broken.
Gone? Really?
That's never happened to you? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I did have a jean. Gonna laugh telling this story. I did have a pair of jeans. They were a pair of sevens, which.
Or like a bajillion dollars.
They were a bajillion dollars, and I was just, I don't know, they fit okay. Mm-hmm. And this is pre-CrossFit, but I've always had a booty. So I was at the airport, and you know, you have to take your shoes off. And I was like, you know, after going through security, put my shoes back on, lift my leg up to put a shoe on, and my jeans just ripped in half.
That's
at
amazing.
The airport, in front of everyone, and thank God it was dead winter, because I had this huge long trench coat that I was wearing that would have, I mean, if it would have been summer, I would have been screwed. I would have just been like
ass cheeks
hanging out
through the airport. That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
All hanging out at the airport. So seven jeans were just like way too, I think they were just way too thin.
They're really thin. I've had that happen with Citizens Against Humanity, or whatever they're called. And that's
against,
cool.
It's of humanity.
Of humanity.
Against. They're not against humanity. Well,
I'm against them. Because they tear in the crotch. This literally happens to like every single pair of jeans I own. And it can't just be me. So if this happens to you too, please let me know, because Joy is looking at me like you're crazy.
No, just
trying. I'm feeling
not to
a little
laugh.
Bit alone in
I'm
my
just
crotch,
trying not to laugh.
Wearing through
against humanity, and you're okay. So, where were we? Okay, so do you have a favorite jean that you love?
I really liked those J. Crew ones.
Okay, J. Crew.
Yeah, I've had good, and I have a little bit of a booty, mm-hmm. more so than, I mean, like, proportionally I have a little bit of a booty, although it's not, you know, and I really like J. Crew, and I really like, what are the other ones that I had that I really liked? You'll have to give me a second.
Okay.
What ones do you like?
I am a huge fan, and I've written about this, like, 5 times on my blog, because this has been, like, one of the most popular posts I've ever written, is about jeans for CrossFit women. And I can't even tell you how many times people have Googled jeans for CrossFit women to get to my site.
Can I do a quick tangent?
Yeah, please.
Did you see the other day that a search term came back for our site that was rich froning booty shorts? And I was like, this is the best search term ever.
Somebody actually wrote that?
They Googled rich froning booty shorts.
Oh,
and it brought them to our blog. So if whoever you are, I'm sorry to have disappointed you that we didn't have a picture of rich froning booty shorts. We'll have to work on that.
Dang, anyway,
go ahead.
Rich froning, you need to send us a picture
of yourself in booty shorts.
You know, that would not make me mad. It would not make me mad.
We should befriend his wife. I bet she could get us a picture of him in booty shorts.
Yes.
Have her on the show.
Rich froning's wife. We love you. And
anyway,
I am so jealous.
Back to your jeans.
Okay,
the ones
so
you like.
The ones that I love, and I've gone through a ton of different jeans. I've tried Joe's jeans, I've tried mm-hmm. Sevens, I've tried Citizens of Humanity. And out of those three, Citizens of Humanity were better because they have like a tighter waist. Mm-hmm. Joe's and Sevens, I don't know, they did that thing where when you sit down, your ass just falls out. So they're like, since I have narrow hips and a bigger butt, bigger thighs, it just would like pull down.
Pull down.
So
that's funny because Joe's theoretically are supposed to be made for booties.
Right. But they're also made for bigger waists. So if you have a small waist, I would get a size, and you'd have to either get like a super, super tight size. It just never worked. So I literally could, I tried the belt, but then it ends up looking baggy. And then as they stretch out, it's just horrible. The look is not cute. So but for the longest time, Joe's is what got me by because they were like not as expensive. And then I tried Diesel's as well. And Diesel's were okay. Same thing mm-hmm. though. Like they're just, when you started sitting down or bending over, your butt would just fall out of them. And so I got by with like jeans that were mediocre. Well, then I went to the Levi's store I think it was in San Francisco when I got my first pair.
Gigantic Levi's.
Gigantic. Shirt. And I hated Levi's. I would never go in that store. Every time I'd go in there, I'd leave crying because I'm like, these jeans don't fit me.
Right, this is silly.
I couldn't get a leg through on my size. And so I'd get really, really disappointed. So I finally went into the Levi's store and I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to give it a try because my husband's like, let's go in. So the salesperson, I say immediately to them, I'm like, look, I've tried everything. I'm like, please, just give me something. She's like, oh, I've got the perfect gene for you. So now they have this line called the Demi-Curve line. Okay. And it's all built around women who are curvier. So they have all these different cuts and styles, and they have different fabrics that stretch or don't stretch. That's so safe. You have to go and try on different styles of the Demi-Curve.
Well, and I feel like the problem with CrossFit, with women, CrossFit-specific like shapes, is that you are too curvy for straight cut, but you're not curvy enough for like the actual curvy, quote unquote, curvy jeans.
Yep.
Because those are not made for people with small waists.
No. No. So that was my problem too. Cause and I've heard that complaint as well, is when you have like a huge gap in your waist. So I tried the Demi-Curve line, and I'm a huge fan. I love the Demi-Curve from Levi's. So I have a Demi-Curve Modern Rise, and I think it's like a skinny, but I've been telling people, just go to the store, talk to a salesperson who knows the jean, because you can't just go do this on your own.
No, yeah.
So
you have special jeans needs.
If you have special jeans needs, take yourself to a store with a knowledgeable salesperson, talk to them, become friends with them, and I swear to you, I never, ever thought I would leave with a pair of Levi's. Never. I thought for sure this is going to be like, I'm always just going to dream about wearing skinny Levi's. And the beautiful thing is when you sit down, they don't fall off.
That's awesome.
And they are just like skin tight, but not too tight.
Yeah.
They fit in all the right places. I just, actually, when we were in Chicago, I got another pair, and they're a little bit higher. Uh-huh. So I guess that looks kind of coming back as like a higher, which I'm a fan of, because I'm like, oh great, now my butt doesn't even have to show at all. And
I'm not a fan of that, but it's because I have a really short torso. And so as soon as I start getting high, it's like instant mom jeans.
Yeah. So, but I was talked into this really awesome red pair that it was just, they're to die for.
I have some red, they're like, what are they called? Flame, I think is the color.
Yeah.
They're J. Crew. I love them.
So girls, go to Levi's. Demi-Curve is the line. Try on the different cuts, because there are different cuts, so don't just go off of one. And then also try the different fabrics, because I've found that different, I think one of my pair has a more stretchier fabric, and then the other ones are just like straight denim, so then those don't give. The other thing is, when I was trying on jeans in Chicago, the guy gave me my size, and then it didn't really fit. He's like, oh, here, try this pair. Because I guess they cut, even the same size will be cut differently.
Oh, geez.
So they'll be like two slightly different pairs, different. Same size, slightly different, and they fit perfect. So I was like, ugh. I love this man.
That's awesome.
The guy in the Chicago downtown store was so funny. If you guys live in Chicago, go to the downtown Levi's store, because I just fell in love with him. he was so cute. So Levi's, I've heard... Well, you know what? J. Crew jeans, I like their I like their corduroys, and I like their, I just bought a pair of their mesh sticks.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan.
I really, really like those. Yeah. And the thing I also like about them is that they don't stretch out when you wear them very much. I mean, like, they do in the sense that, like, you know, all jeans are going to be tighter the first time you put them on than any other time in their jean lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
But they aren't the kind of jeans where, like, you put them on in the morning and by the end of the day you have saggy butt.
Yeah.
They hold their shape really well.
Yeah.
So I
the Levi's. Yeah.
I really like those. And I think, I mean, any kind of expensive jean or more expensive jean is going to do that, but is going to hold their shape a little bit better. But like sevens and like, are they saggy butt big time?
Huge.
Yeah.
And I don't think you need
much money on those.
Don't spend your money. I'm like, Levi's are like $70.
And every single pair, I've had now three different pairs of J. Crew matchstick jeans, and I found them all at Buffalo Exchange.
Oh, nice.
For like $25.
Even better.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't spend all your money.
Now I might have to buy a new pair because my other one's ripped. But you know, it's like, if I could get through three $25 pairs, I could afford
life
one.
Life is good. Life is good.
Off the shelf.
Yeah. Shirts.
Uh-huh.
So do you want me to run through shirts really quick? Because I have major shoulders.
Yeah, Joy has power shoulders.
Like, am I not busting through this American Apparel shirt right now? I've had this forever, so it has...
You should be stressed out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the opposite problem. Like, my shoulders on a shirt like this would end before the seam.
My shoulders always bust through those seams, so the seam actually sits on the middle of my shoulder.
Yeah, that's hilarious. The seam sits on, like, my tricep. I have had bags slide off my shoulders.
Like, I dream of that.
We're, like, the opposite body type, basically.
Yeah, so opposite.
Anyway.
So American Apparel has awesome... I'm not a fan of their bodysuits. I'm not going to go buy like gold glitter shorts.
Used to own some gold LeMay leggings from American Apparel.
Yeah. For what reason?
Do I need a reason to own shiny gold leggings?
I just thought you had
the
party.
To be fair, it was when I went to see you. So it was like black and gold. So I'd run to football games.
Oh, I thought you meant like to see me. I was like, see
you. See you, University of Colorado, Boulder. When I used to go to see you in Boulder, I would ride them to football games. And they were awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know.
Yeah.
There's a time and place for gold sparkly leggings.
Absolutely.
Maybe not body suits, though.
No.
You never know.
Questionable. Anyway. I've always wondered about the people who go and buy that and where do they wear it. So they have awesome V-neck tees that's like a tri-blend. So I really like their t-shirts. Just like the basic t-shirts. James Purse is another brand that has amazing shirts for big shoulders and just they fit really well. Mm-hmm. They sell them at Nordstrom Rack and just like you can go online too. James Purse. And what else?
Trying to think about what, because I have small boob problem where because like not only do I have narrow shoulders but I also have really small boobs, so like typically if I go to try something on in like the women's section it just falls off me. I'm like, well, this is fantastic. I can't really think of like a specific brand. I wear a lot of mod cloth.
Oh yeah.
But that their stuff is kind of hit or miss.
Is it?
Because
you have to buy online, right?
You have to buy online.
I'm weird about that. I can't do it.
And it's all different designers. It's not like they're so it's kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't really have like a go-to shirt thing, I don't think, other than Lulu, obviously. Yeah.
I'm getting into the chambray shirt look. I thought for sure that I would hate it because I don't really like the button-up stuff because I'm so wide that the buttons would do that pucker thing where you can like see through. But I recently went to, what's the spinoff? Madewell.
Yeah.
And I love their chambray shirts. Like that is awesome.
I have
denim
a chambray shirt from Target that I love.
Yeah, so I'm really into that. And then I got two at J. Crew that are just amazing. So I've been wearing the crap out of those.
Nice.
Because I'm liking the baggy too. I'm like, oh, yes, baggy. And then, so I think those are the main things is like, is the jeans and then the shirts.
That don't
tear your shoulders. Okay, so then we can talk about other clothes next on another episode.
We have a little clothing
section. So, I do want to talk really quick, though, quick about shoes. I just bought a pair of Converse shoes at Target.
Oh, gosh.
You saw these, right? Yeah, did you not see my high tops? Okay. Have you seen me wearing them?
No, you sent me a picture of it, though. You were like, you sent me a picture, like, do I need to buy these? I was like, I mean, obviously.
You're like, yeah, because it matches the shirt I got you.
I'm which
like,
it does, right?
It totally does. I love it so much.
Leopard
Claire print. Got me an awesome CrossFit game shirt that I love. And I wore it when I taught spin the other day, and I'm sure people were scared because I'm like, holy crap, did she go to the CrossFit Games?
Oh,
I'm in for
totally
it.
Legit.
But I'm really into, and we could maybe if listeners wear Chucks for Ollie days, Olympic lifting days, because I am sold. I think
really?
They're amazing.
I'm gonna have to give them a shot because I have lifting shoes.
No, these are perfect. They're perfect. There's just like a platform.
Right.
And I swear to you, my squats, everything.
Are you sure it's not just because they look good?
No, I swear. I swear.
I mean, you know, you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good.
I know. There's a part of me that's like, maybe it's the shoes.
It doesn't hurt, at least.
That was the same day that I got all those double unders linked. Yeah. I was like, it's the shoes.
Totally the shoes.
So I want to hear from listeners, too, if they've lifted in Chucks, because I'm like, all right, $20, $30 Chucks for lifting shoes. Then. I'll take it. And they're awesome. Awesome.
Nice.
Okay. We're running out of time. What else we need to do?
You okay over there?
Comment. We just heard from someone that we want to hear from about a future episode.
Oh.
A surprise.
That's exciting. Well, on that note, I think we're good to go.
Okay. So, you want to read a comment?
Yeah. Let's read really, really quick.
You guys are awesome, by the way. I love reading your comments. I texted Claire the other day when I was reading a comment, and I was like, I'm crying. And she's like,
and I told her that she had PMS because earlier that day she'd been like, I am seriously homicidal right now. And then she texted me later and she was like, I cried when I read one of the comments. And I was like, Joy, I don't think those two events are unrelated.
I think you're PMSing. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Lily was texting her about how homicidal I felt. Yeah. Okay. So this comment comes from Mom Likes to Squat. I love her already. As a mom in her 40s, it's nice to hang out with these women and not talk about our kids, mothering, and household stuff. I love CrossFit. It is my source of sanity, my output of mundane frustrations, and it's just fun and awesome. I love the energy and openness of these women, and of course, who doesn't want to hear about Rich Froning's arms? Great job, strong women. Thank you, Mom.
Yay.
Thank you, Mom Likes to Squat. So you guys, just keep rocking, keep listening. We love you.
We have some really cool things coming up.
Yes.
In the hopper.
I'm so excited that I can't share yet. Anything last minute, Claire, to say to our awesome listeners? You guys rock. Great. We'll see you next time.
Bye.